Hello, folks. I'd like to say thank you for listening to me. And do apologize, I don't have the sound effects that I usually have. As you know, I have bad luck with sound cards, and I give up. I can't do them anymore. I really can't do them anymore. I'll probably try to see if I had a warranty for this last one, but I'm dangerous with sound cards, and I've been through like four already, five, because the one that I have on standby, it doesn't work like it should. It won't let me. I can't hook it to my computer anymore, so. Anyway, such is life. All right, but another one I'm thinking. Does the name Evel Knievel mean anything to y'all? And I know this probably meant a lot of things to a lot of young men, and I mean, a lot of young guys or older guys my age. That watched Evel Knievel jump things, and when he jumped the whatchamacallit over the I forgot which fountain it was, and, you know, when he wanted to jump the Grand Canyon and all this other kind of stuff. So he was famous. God rest his soul. He was like the greatest daredevil in the world. And the reason why I wanted to talk about him was I actually secretly wanted to be Evel Knievel. I wanted to do what he did. Rode the Harley, his Harley Davidson. I can't even tell you what kind it was though, but it was tricked out to where it was like his personal just specs everything. So one year I got for Christmas an Evel Knievel funny car. Yes, an Evel Knievel funny car. And the thing about it was cherry red. And of course it had the red, white, and blue decals on the side of it. And it was neat. All that I was missing was the guy. I didn't have the actual doll or action, I'm sorry, not a doll, action figure. I did air quotes, you can't see that though. But the actual action figure. I was missing that. Our next door neighbor, he had his bike, the chopper. Did he have the chopper? He had the regular bike, and I think he had the chopper. And the thing about that was you're trying to bend his legs to where it will sit him down on the bike, actually. And his hands were gripped like you had to put the handle grips on. And he all had his white jumpsuit with the stars and stripes that were going into like a V in front of him. And he had a little helmet and everything. So we couldn't, you know, like I said, you couldn't bend his legs to where he can sit down on the actual bike. So what we would do is he'll be just standing up. So a lot of times when I brought mine out and I was playing with it, and to get it to go was the thing that was, it just meant so much. If you had one, you know what I'm talking about. That you had to do that little crank. had to just wind it up real fast. And then once you winding it up real fast, you let it go. And it's just, pew, it's supposed to go down. A lot of times you would do that. And as much as you rev it and rev it up, it will like shoot off the little pad and then go about 2 feet and stop. That was crazy. And, you know, like I said, I had the funny car. So, silly me, stupid me, left it in the garage. Left it in the garage. I came outside one day, came, you know, outside in the garage one day, and I looked all over for it. I didn't know where it was. And to this day, I do not know what happened to that car. What happened to it? Don't know. Nobody can tell me. I don't think anybody knew what happened to it. So, I got upset, and I mean, I loved that toy. That toy was everything until one day I went outside to play with it and it was no longer in the garage. The thing about that was I used the box for his garage, for the funny car for his garage. And I always will back it up into the little box. Because, you know, the box was just a rectangle box, and I would just bag it up in there all the time. Yeah, I love that toy. Yeah, but sadly, I don't know what happened to it. Somebody got it. Don't know. But I hope they took good care of it, because it's probably worth some money now that he's passed on or anything like that, though. But yeah, but I always remember the commercials with like da 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 da. The Ideal Toy Company. They made, oh my gosh, they made so many good toys. And you know, racetracks and Evel Knievel things. And it was just, oh my gosh. I knew of one person that had his motorcycle, the famous Harley. He had the chopper. He also had the action figure. He had three different action figures, to be exact. Three different action figures with different color jumpsuits. And you all, you know, that already know the hands were always the hands and feet. You know, he had the white shoes or boots on and the white gloves. So if you stripped him of all of that, it would just be the white gloves and the white shoes. He wasn't correct either. I can't even say it, but you know what I mean. It wasn't correct. So, you know, he was a typical action figure. You know, but it was fun though. That was something that we used to do. Oh, but the thing that was so tripped out was we would get this little I always had the little Winnebago. I don't know if Chris, I think my older brother had gotten the camper with the lady and it was like the man. It was like a little family that was in the motorhome. It was like a little Winnebago motorhome. Had the big green W on the side of it. And we would line all of those cars up and have Evel Knievel jump have a little ramp. And somebody also had the ramp too. I mean, it had everything. So we would always hook the ramp up and so it can hit the ramp and try to see if he could soar over that. Yeah. And it's like, once you be revving that little thing, and if, you know, some of the guys can probably contest to this, if we have any, you know, if I have any guy listeners, they'll be like, rrr. And if you're a lady, you probably know if your brothers had something like that. Man, to hear that sound again, I think my heart would just melt if I hear that sound again.